This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Metroplex. In case you missed it yesterday, Michael Irvin was electric, as you would expect. I feel like he's just so much even better on our show. He's got a relationship with you. He says he listens in the morning while he's working out. You can check it out on 1053thefan.com with the full interview, radio.com with the rewind. I'm just in love with the guy. I love him so much. I put him on my first resume tape. I'll put him on my next one in April.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, very
so
nice.
You just can't get enough. Mike will get me hired for another job because of how great of an interview he is. And at the end, he was bothered by one thing. We asked him about the West Coast offense under Mike McCarthy. And how much of a transition is it going to be for Dak and the rest of this team? And Michael was a little concerned about it.
Aaron Rodgers, of course, they're playing in the NFC Championship game. Look how one of the greatest quarterbacks, most physically gifted quarterbacks that we've ever seen and probably ever will see, rode this peak valley roller coaster kind of season, learning this new offense. Even he did it. Peyton Manning took his offense when he left, you know. I'm worried in that area right there. That's the only area, I should say, the area that I'm most concerned about, because it seemed like Dak had just put his fingers all in this offense, had his best season statistically, just got it where he needed to really understand it and ready to take either another step. So now the most important part is for them to somehow do some kind of amalgamation of offenses. Well, I'm not saying you can't teach him this West Coast offense, but it's how you feed it to him. I want to feed it to him around what he's already great at and keep putting stuff in and putting new stuff in and putting new stuff in and let it grow instead of giving him all that other stuff where he's giving them all to him at one time and he's thinking more than playing.
Great stuff from Mike. So yesterday in the parking garage, as we have our post-show meetings every day, I asked you guys, because the West Coast offense is traditionally defined by short, horizontal passing routes. I mean, just look at the Cowboys in the 90s versus Steve Young.
Yeah.
And that beautiful offense under Bill Walsh, right? 1-2-3, boom. 1-2-3, boom. Same thing under Montana, where it was born and all that. And I said to you guys, what's Dak's best pass? What is it? Autoflex using Fantex, please help. What is the ball? What is Dak Prescott's go-to best throw?
When he's on, it's the about 19-yard over the middle throw.
Okay.
When he's on. Or the rollout right throw.
Okay. Because we all three had a hard time coming up with a quick answer. And if I asked you, what's the throw Dak struggles with the most, wouldn't you have an easier time coming up with that? And I would say it's Dak throwing behind on these crossing routes. It's these horizontal routes where Shannon Sharp talked about it the other day on FS1. If Dak improves by 2 inches a little bit in terms of leading his receiver, that is a 9-yard catch to a 19-yard catch because of yak. That's where Jerry Rice made his money, yards after the catch. Jerry Rice wasn't the fastest guy. He wasn't the greatest athlete. He was led. It was anticipation. There was space. And go look at Jerry Rice with yards after the catch because of the West Coast offense, because of the accuracy of his QBs. So I'm a little worried about this as a fit.
Okay. Well, here's the good news. Pro Football Focus did this article that the Cowboys' scheme has shifted towards what McCarthy runs over the last 2 years.
Okay.
All right? And, you know, what you look at this is that as you got back from, so when Tony was here in 2014, it was a vertical to you know, it was more vertical than horizontal.
Yes.
As you've gotten to Dak, it's become more horizontal to short middle. And that's exactly what McCarthy and Green Bay were.
Yeah.
They were short horizontal. Now, they didn't necessarily use short middle as much as the Cowboys have, but they used short passes. So, is that in Dak's expertise? No. You know, he's going to have, look, he's going to have to let it rip. Have zero, and I mean, but he zero
did,
hesitation.
But he did last year more so, right? We were doubting whether he could because John Kitna said that is a Mike Martz staple that he learned that he has to, you know, get into Dak's head. And Dak did let it rip, as you saw with more interceptions and turnovers.
Right.
But that's a product of Winstonitis.
Right. I don't mean letting it rip like throwing it a lot. I mean, and I don't mean like just like throwing it. But when you have any doubt as to where the ball goes, you know, you don't let it out the same. You know,
and
that's what, like, you know, there's an old adage, do it until you get it right and then keep doing it until you can't get it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's the situation you want to get to where he knows exactly where the ball's going. 1000% faith that the receiver is going to be there. They're going to do things so much till they can't get it wrong. And if they do that, great. So that's the one thing, like, you know, the pre-Prescott years. To the last three seasons, the Cowboys' offense has shifted to more of the short passing game. I don't want to say West Coast offense, but that's kind of the same route combinations they're running.
Mike on Twitter, Dak's best pass is to Zeke. Jason Griffin, Dak's best pass, the 10 to 12 yard comeback. Worst throw is the 12 to 15 yard square in. And I'm very eager to see on the Autoflex Team fan text how the Tolos are feeling about Dak in a shorter horizontal passing game and what his best and worst throws are after scouting and watching him over the years.
Yeah, from the 2-1-4 little dump-offs where he's the most accurate, from the 2-5-4 play-action passes, from the 903.
I'm talking about a pass. Dump-off is an insult. We can all laugh about it. Play-action is not a pass. Are we talking about a deep post? Are we talking about an out route? Are we talking about a slant?
Yeah.
Are we talking about a square in? Like, are we talking about a curl?
The deep post seems to be the one that most fans are agreeing with. Okay. A couple people also mentioning, as you said, the comeback route. In my opinion, the intermediate route, the 18-yard comeback from the 8-5-9. From the 903, Chop stole it. It's the 15 to 20-yard dig route. That's also the square in across the middle that is his best throw. And a lot of people lamenting his throws on slants and crossers, like you said, Sean.
Behind.
Especially one fan texter says from left to right, he seems to be okay, but from right to left, he often throws behind.
Good scouting report, Tolos.
Yeah, now, like, you know, it is the best. Like, Joe Burrow throws a great deep ball.
Yeah.
Well, we think, you know, there's people, I mean, I listened to a million people yesterday saying he doesn't do anything great. He does everything good.
Joe?
Yeah, and I was like, all right, well, I mean, I have a different opinion, but okay. I mean, you're way more qualified than I am. My one concern, though, is McCarthy's Packers never ranked higher than 21st in play action.
Mm.
And he for also, Dak, I think that's a problem.
He also told Jane Slater the other day about establishing the run for play action.
Yeah.
I thought it was what happened to his 14-person analytics team. They didn't tell him that in the offseason, that's a myth?
Yeah, well, it may have been a giant ruse to get a job. You know, there's...
Are you throwing a doubt flag like Gavin Dawson? Where's your doubt meter on the analytics stuff? 1 to 5.
1 to 5? 3.99.
Whoa! Yeah. Why? Why?
I just...
Because he hasn't given us a detailed breakdown?
Yeah, he's...
The guy, the guy doesn't give anything. He's not going to talk.
I know. We all know how football coaches are. They are old dog, new tricks, guys. You are what you are. Bill Parcells switched when he had Drew Bledsoe, and then switched right back when he got Quincy Carter.
As he should,
right?
Yeah.
But it's not like he became this pass happy guy. I don't know. I just find it very hard to believe that he is gonna completely go and switch and embrace because that's the West Coast offense doesn't necessarily embrace that. Like, the vertical passing game is the modern game. But if they improve on their play action in terms of they doing it more, 21st of play action is low. But again, the other side of it, even before this whole pass-happy league, he was throwing on 66% of his plays. My gosh, the Cowboys, by the way, passed on 57%. That's a big gap. That's a big gap over the course of a year.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be talking about
West Coast offense.
Almost 1,000 plays.
The short passes in the West Coast offense are supposed to be an extension of the running game.
Yes, they are. They are. I mean, the Patriots do that as well as anybody. They have for years.
Never ranked higher than 21st in play action usage. Now, the Packers have never had this offensive line. I know the running back's not supposed to matter in play action. They've never had this type of running back either.
That's true.
So, there you go. That's some of the scouting reports on the Cowboys' new offense, what we think it's going to look like under Mike McCarthy. Also, less volume, more creativity. Peter King did a great profile on him. That's one of the signs at his desk, Mike McCarthy's. Less volume, more creativity. And he's got this flow chart for the 14 person. Look, if you all think that this, I'm not worried about increased use of analytics. It takes a lot of acting and BS to put together a 14-person football technology department, including a 6-person video unit and an 8-person analytics team, and just have that be an act. Like, I'm going to sell this. I'm going to have an 8-person analytics team, and I'm not going to use it. I just think you and Dawson were maybe looking for a little bit more from the press conferences, which is foolish on y'all's part.
I never look for anything on those things. Okay. We all know that we don't get anything.
So what has you worried then?
Have they hired this 14-man staff?
I don't know. I doubt they're going to hire a 14-man staff. He did tell Peter King that he would like to involve some of these people on game day. You implement some of these people to do projects and research. John Harbaugh did in Baltimore.
Yeah, and that'd be great. I would love that.
Have some Harvard nerd sitting up there and giving you, Pete Carroll could have helped him with Seattle. What do they call it? The cowardly punt index?
Surrender index.
The surrender index. All these different things for someone to say, mathematically, you have a better chance for this, better chance for that. I don't know why you wouldn't do that. Jason Garrett said, in-game analytics, win probability, we ignore it.
Yeah, maybe they just didn't want to muddy the waters on their decision-making. But I'm the kind of guy, I want to know before, not after. I want to know before what this does to my odds of winning, not run the play and then later find out what it did to my odds of winning.
Yeah, why would you want to know after?
Right, you wouldn't, but the Cowboys did. Jason did. It just didn't make any sense.
All right, so there's a little preview of, but that's what I wanted to know. What is Dak's best throw? And how does his skill set fit into a West Coast offense, normally horizontal, short routes with deadly accuracy?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.